From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree today recognizing Crimea as a sovereign and independent country, hours after the strategic Black Sea Peninsula declared it had broken from Ukraine following a weekend referendum. The announcement triggered the toughest Western sanctions against Russia since the Cold War. As NPR's Gregory Warner reports, many Crimeans won't be satisfied until they are annexed by the Russian Federation.
After a referendum vote with 97% apparently voting in favor of joining Crimea to Russia, the Crimean parliament passed a law changing its official currency to the ruble and even pushing its clocks forward to match Moscow time. But so far, President Putin has only recognized the peninsula's sovereignty, a move that alone triggered asset freezes and other economic sanctions against Russian and Crimean officials. The Obama administration called the vote illegal and said that there were massive anomalies in balloting that added up to the 97% figure. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Simferopol.
In New York City, the annual Wearing of the Green in the world's largest celebration of Irish culture. Hundreds of thousands of spectators lined Fifth Avenue to take in the marchers there. They included Joe Poole, a taxi driver from Dublin, who marveled at the size of the event.
It's amazing here. I mean, I look at this now and I say, my God, our parade is only a little thing compared to this. And we're supposed to be the Irish leaders here.
This year's parade also prompted a dispute between the event's organizers and gay rights activists. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and sponsor Guinness both pulled out of the event after organizers said marchers would not be permitted to carry gay rights signs or identify themselves as being gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. A similar dispute played out in Boston this year. U.S. industrial production rebounded in February after falling the month before, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Federal Reserve said overall industrial production rose by 0.6% last month. Output at the nation's factories was up 0.8%. And factory utilization was also up. Output of autos, home electronics, and chemicals all rose. The numbers suggest that the economy is beginning to recover after weeks of harsh winter weather in much of the country. Other data have shown that orders to manufacturers rose in February, and so did retail spending. That could boost factory activity even more. The U.S. economy is expected to have grown by about 2% during the first 3 months of the year, and then pick up a bit as the year goes on. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Pre-dawn earthquake that hit Southern California today caused some anxious moments, but apparently no major injuries. Officials say the quake that roiled through Los Angeles Basin registered a magnitude 4.4. It was centered about 15 miles north-northwest of the downtown Civic Center. An upstart to the week for Wall Street, the Dow gained 181 points today. You're listening to NPR. It's now been more than a week since a Malaysian jetliner with 239 passengers and crew vanished en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, and the mystery of what happened to the plane has only deepened. There continue to be numerous theories about what might have befallen Flight 370. The plane that vanished March 8th has been the object of a global search involving 25 countries across an enormous swath of land and sea. So far, though, no sign of the aircraft, wreckage or otherwise, has turned up. The first day of spring officially may be this Thursday, but not very spring-like across the mid-Atlantic region of the country. In Virginia, state police responded to hundreds of weather-related incidents after a winter storm began last night. Four people were treated for serious injuries after a commercial bus overturned early this morning on I-95 near Stafford County. And there's Obit in now for Mitch Lee. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has that story.
He was born Erwin Michnick in Brooklyn, New York in 1928 and became a highly successful jingle composer.
But nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
But it was a musical based on Miguel Cervantes' epic novel Don Quixote, which gave Mitch Lee immortality.
Dream, the impossible dream.
That show, Man of La Mancha, with its anthem The Impossible Dream, opened in 1965. It became a huge Broadway hit, running for over 2,000 performances and winning 5 Tony Awards, including a Best Score nod for Lee. He continued to work in advertising and wrote several other Broadway shows. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.